Brandon Mercer, Anchor Live. I love this app, you know. It gives me a chance to turn that down. Hopefully the audio is good enough for that. But like I said, I love this app. And it's because it gives me a chance to get my thoughts out. And when I feel blue or something like that or alone, at least I can talk on my radio show and maybe get something out to the people. Working on Homeless Corner right now, trying to get some change. I got a co-host that's kind of reluctant coming in. I don't know why. It might have something to do with cancer, which is what I might have. It's funny how like some people gravitate towards you when you are sick and how people sometimes run away from you when you're sick. And you find yourself alone or with people that are walk around you a certain way. And it's kind of, it becomes frustrating and disturbing because you just don't want to be treated like you've always been treated the way before anybody found out you might have been sick or not. So I'm isolating myself right now because of COVID, no. But I am isolating myself because I just don't want to see nobody right now because I don't like the way I'm being treated by the people that will hang out with me. And I definitely don't care for the way other people are avoiding me. What does it have to do with homelessness? It has the same thing to do with homelessness. When a person becomes homeless and their social infrastructure totally flies apart, because the people that still hang around with them tend to belittle them or berate them about their condition or experience, as it were. And some people just avoid you altogether because they feel embarrassed to be around you, which I think is the worst thing of all. That makes them very small people who didn't really care about you in the first place. They more cared about their status than they did about other people. That's a problem with today's day, you know, age, status. Popularity seems to be the ruling factor in who listens to what. I like Billie Eilish. I like Doja Cat. I like Gucci Man. I like Drake. Drake in himself, as I hear, is a very a profound individual. It does a lot for the communities that he came from, and he remembers the places that he started in and tries to pay back his best to those people so that he could be a functional product of his society, social infrastructure. And I admire a person that can do that, that does it, that gets up in the world and gets what they need and the financing, security of their own safety, and doesn't forget where they came from and go back to there to help people less fortunate than themselves. Drake's a good example of this. Just the props for Drake out there. Thanks, Drake. I'm on the north side, but I come from the south side. But I know what it means to look at each side from one side of the barrel to the other. All right, I have nothing but love for you, man. Now before this comes a running on-con the gratitude of Drake show, let's talk about the homeless situation. Got people lining up along all of America's freeways and highways and stuff like that in tents and stuff and shanty villages. A lot of people would like to think, oh, that's where they want to be. It's not necessarily that. There are groups of people that are pretty much content with what they have in that respect, and I respect them the most for like the fact that they have so little and they still enjoy themselves. Whereas there are other people that just find themselves in this experience and then they can't be sorted out between the fools that are just doing this shit and the other people that ended up like this. And that's the sad part because those people really need the help of the public and to get back on their feet and back into their social infrastructures that are pertinently more productive than the situation they find themselves in. Whether it be through loss of work, loss of health, or just loss of emotional stability. Whether it be through divorce, separation, and or loss of family member. These are the people that the public should look out for, and most of all, because they're just like you or me. They had a hardship that they couldn't surpass, and that they are all down on their face, and they don't know if anybody cares or not, and think pretty much nobody does. This was about a five-minute rant. Hopefully somebody hears this, and I'll be putting this out on the podcast around the way. This is another grim commentary from the Homeless Corner. Spare some change.